Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology manifests in our daily life and how it can be a useful tool to help us navigate our way through life. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota tonight, and I'm joined by Mark. Mark, you there?
Yes, hello, Heather. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hello.
It's been a journey.
Yeah.
And where are you calling
I'm in
from
New York,
tonight?
Calling from New York City. Yeah, and you've been over
Wonderful.
On the other side of the ocean.
Yes, I just got back from 3 weeks in England. And Mercury retrograde is really good for doing just that, going back to the past. And I spent a week and a half going through southwestern England and visiting like Avebury and Stonehenge and Tintagel and Cornwall and some 3,000-year-old yew trees. And it was a really beautiful journey. It was a very odd group of people that I was with, including an old friend who really wasn't ready to talk, just kind of shut down. So I made some wonderful new friends. But it was that Mercury retrograde, here's the gift and here's the challenge. We're taking you back to the past in a good way, and we're bringing up some old problems. And now you get to work on them. So it was really an interesting Mercury retrograde study. How has your Mercury retrograde been?
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the usual sort of stuff.
The things that make Mercury retrograde a beautiful thing to do.
Right.
And welcome, Anne Ortley. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. I was on the phone. My dad's not doing well, so I was talking to various family members. So
I'm a little late, but I'm here.
Yeah, Mercury retrograde. It's the reversal. Well, hopefully with Mercury going direct, he'll be better, but, you know. It's a decision time, I guess. So, yeah, Mercury retrograde's definitely been a little kick butt for my life.
I bet, so, sweetie.
Yeah.
Well, you and I are both Virgos, and we're both Mercury-ruled signs.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lineup of Mars, Mercury, and the Sun from 6 to 11 degrees of Gemini, and that's squaring my Sun and Venus and Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And Neptune at 9 degrees of Pisces is squaring all of them. So it's been, you know, this Mercury retrograde, first Mercury squared Neptune, then now it's retrograding back to square Neptune again, and we'll square Neptune for the third time on the way out. So this is unusually, you know, the gift of Mercury in retrograde in Gemini is it's got all that Gemini verbality, so we're not as quite as unable to talk as we are on some Mercury retrogrades, though I keep tripping over my tongue. But there's been some really interesting transportation problems. But we see that Mercury square Neptune. Look at what's happening in Texas and the effect of floods, quite literal water problems on transportation. So you see car after car going floating down the street.
Right.
But I'm also feeling that in a lot of people that just like their emotions are flowing and they're crying and they're processing and they're dredging up the past and letting go of the past and moving forward, but just a lot of processing. Have you noticed that, Anne?
Yeah. Well, I have an hour and 40 minutes with my stepmother tonight about my father.
That's some processing.
We were doing some processing. So, yeah, processing, processing. Yeah, and I think it's, you know, if we understand that that's part of the energy of the time.
Right.
Because, you know, because not only is Mercury this week, the Sun and Mars and Venus are all aspecting Neptune, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the whole gang is going to go through and square him, and it just brings up a lot of feelings for people and very deep emotions, you know.
And uncertainty. I mean, like, we just can't see that it's not about decisions, it's about processing. And there's a big difference there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There really is.
Also, with that Mars in Gemini conjunct the Sun and Mercury, I notice that I get a little twitchy. I'm not angry, but I get impatient and twitchy real easy, like little tiny spikes of temper.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed any impatience, you two?
Yeah, definitely impatience. Mhm.
Mhm. I've been noticing women are really mad.
Yeah.
Angry feminine, very angry feminine energy. A lot of, you know, putting up with stuff for a while and done, you know, not able to do it anymore. Done, not going to do it anymore. Yeah.
And you, and Mark, you've been feeling just kind of the notice, the irritability or the impatience?
Yeah, and restlessness as well, which is not necessarily irritated, but just, you know, wanting things to get going. You know, people have that feeling.
And when I see that and I feel that, I go, okay, where's Mars? And that's that wonderful energy that gets us out of a rut. But it's a little tricky with Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. Also because he's right with the sun, and he and the sun are both going to... Mercury was retrograde in a finger of God with Pluto and Jupiter.
Yep.
And now Mars is going to go in there, and the sun goes in there next week. So we're really facing very big choices, you know, like in the case of my dad, you know, probably not going to be able to go back to assisted living, probably going to have to be in skilled nursing. But... For Peggy, you know, it represents a whole different series of things that she's going to have to deal with. And it's very interesting because it's, you know, one change kind of tumbles into the next, but it also is, you know, this is what's happening, you know, and how do we work with it, honor the process, you know. And that is very hard. You know, nobody's really, everybody wants a different, and the good part is Mercury is retrograde, so maybe it will all change, but the odds are probable that it's not gonna, you know, that whatever we're facing now is really the precursor of fall, because where all the Mercury planets are is where the T-square empties next fall. So this
and
is
this
kind of
full
the setup
moon coming up.
Pardon?
This full moon is going to be pivotal.
Yes.
Yeah, because this full moon is going to be in Sagittarius, really restless, opposed the Sun-Mercury-Mars conjunction,
right,
and square Neptune. And then later in the day, as the moon pulls out of that tight T-square, it moves into a grand trine with Uranus and Jupiter.
Right.
So there's this impatient breakaway and then longing for freedom.
Right.
So I'm seeing in many people that have been putting up with the situation for a very long time are getting ready, and I think they will let go of a relationship or a situation or a problem or an identity that is no longer working for them and are ready to stretch out, you know, to just turn the corner.
Yeah, and along with the restlessness goes a thing of let's just go forward, and it's not always that well thought through.
No.
So it's something for us to be a little cautious of. We feel like, okay, ready to go, and it's not really. So we need to slow things down a little and maybe just not, you know, sit with the ideas rather than try to act on them right away.
Right. Well, and in some cases you have to wait for the decision, you know. There's a decision that's external to you that's part of, in this case, the place saying, no, he can't go back, you know, that's a decision external that then we have to adapt to. So it can be both ways, but it definitely is bringing up a lot of stuff for people.
I'm
like, oi, you know, oi, 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 but that's all right. That's what makes life interesting, you know.
Yeah. I would ask people to look for that moment of freedom in it. You know, as Jupiter moves, Venus is coming to conjunct Jupiter in the next few weeks. And,
22nd.
And it's opening our heart. And Jupiter is moving into a trine with
Uranus.
With Uranus.
Actually, that's the 22nd. I'm sorry. I don't know when the Venus conjunction is.
Yeah. And there, you know, we can just feel this coming up, this freedom, this movement. So with this Mercury retrograde, a lot of the past is surfacing. And then from that is a chance to step out of those problems and, you know, to choose a different path, to feel freer, to go, okay, there's the old tape, the old scenario. I'm very familiar. I could rewound myself here. I could hurt again, or I could let it go and choose a different path.
Shake it off.
Yeah, and look for where is the opening? Where is the moment of freedom?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And with, you know, we see that Neptune, there will be a lot of just logistical problems, but strange magic woven in through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, healing moments of the soul. Whenever I see Neptune heavily involved like this,
right.
I see a stepping into mythic reality. Ordinary reality just won't work like we want it to.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something going on in this mythic place in the soul. You know, I hear your family and is at this mythic turning point.
Right.
And everything is happening on a big soul level. It's technical
mm-hmm.
problems, which health issue, but it's this huge identity shift.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's so
yeah,
big.
Yeah, I mean, I was really fine until my stepbrother started to cry because my father couldn't shuffle
mm-hmm.
cards anymore. And I'm like, and he goes, I love the man.
Oh,
and I'm
mm-hmm.
like, oh, he goes, you know, your father shuffled cards since he was five, and he couldn't remember how to shuffle cards. You know, and I was like,
mm-hmm.
oh, you're crying. You're going to make me cry, you know, kind of thing. Stop this. Stop it
mm-hmm.
now. But it's understanding that,
mm-hmm.
that what the reality that we're tapping into is really
mm-hmm.
deep and profound, and it does represent,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
he's known my dad for 31 years. You know,
mm-hmm.
and so it's the only grandparent his children have, a grandparent and great grandparent his kids
mm-hmm.
have ever known. You know,
mm-hmm.
so it's big, it's mythic.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had somebody the other day say to me, you know, like I'm going to be dying soon, and I want you to take over my astrology practice. And I was like, yo, you know, like no.
Who said that?
Huh? Yeah, I was just like, no. You know, like, you're not dying yet. No, yeah, you know, we'll talk about it. I'm like, all right. But it's understanding we're making the plans
mm-hmm.
for the future, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're making the plans for the future.
And
Whatever
it is funny that way. Right.
Yeah.
Today's my 14th wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank
yeah.
you. You know, and it is, you know, both a point where you're looking, it's the Saturn opposed Saturn in the relationship,
mm-hmm.
looking back at the past and saying, okay, are we re-upping for the future? And yes, we are. But, you know, it's really introspective in the way that the anniversaries usually aren't, because it's just this time of mythic choice that we're
yes.
all making.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I like that,
so we
that phrase, mythic. It makes it feel a little bit, like, okay, this is, you know, this is our archetypal journey. You know, the
mm-hmm.
hero's journey
yes.
in the tarot, you know, where you take that leap of faith, you know, where we're all the fool again and getting
mm-hmm.
ready to jump off a new cliff. So what is
mm-hmm.
your, what's the cliff you're
mm-hmm.
going to jump off? You're jumping
yes.
off holding hands with a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Mark's getting a new car, right, Mark?
No.
Are you?
No, the car's okay. Okay, his car got sick. He was like waiting for a diagnosis. I thought that doesn't sound good, you know.
Yeah.
No new car while Mercury's retrograde. Hold
no
on.
No new car
that.
While Mercury's retrograde. Right. So.
No new car while there's no money in the bank.
Ah, that too.
That's a good reason too. Yeah, that's a good reason too. Yeah.
So, we have a few people on the line. Let's get to them. Guest call-in is 347-215-8881. And if you want to talk to us, press 1, and that raises your hand, and we will call on you.
It sounds a little weird,
several
but
people
we actually,
on the line.
Your hand
there's
does go up from our perspective on the
mm-hmm.
studio call-in line.
Okay.
And if you're just listening and happy and you don't want to talk, no problem.
Okay. So, hello, 303, you're on the line. How can we help you?
Hi. Oh, this is so exciting.
Hello, how can we help
welcome,
you?
Welcome.
When were you born?
You're excited, yay.
So this is 324-56-203 p.m.
Wait,
56? 24-1956, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And when were you born?
203 p.m. New York
mm-hmm.
City.
Wonderful. And how can we help you?
Well, talking about magic and talking about the future, I want to know when I should really open up to having a new relationship. And if this is, I've had so much on my plate for so long, and this has been a dream of mine.
Mm-hmm.
So with
mm-hmm.
all this dream
mm-hmm.
stuff that you've been talking about, I've really been putting it out there, and I'm ready. And so along with that question, do I do internet? You know, just how do I kind of get out there again?
Okay.
And is this the time?
You and I are astrologically very related. I am a Virgo moon in Aries. You're an Aries moon in Virgo. And your moon is conjunct my sun to the degree. So, with you, sister. And your Mars is at 16 degrees of Capricorn. So, you've had an interesting last couple of years.
No kidding!
And I don't know if you've quite given yourself enough healing time.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, this is not how it's going to be like for the rest of your life.
Okay.
But
that's so validating.
You've had Pluto trining your moon. You've had Pluto coming to sit on your Mars. And you've just been through a lot. And I just want you to be kind to yourself in this and know that don't hurry it, and you are coming back alive.
Okay, that's so nice to know. I mean, I lost my husband. I had issues with my son. I may have spoken to both of you. I've had issues with my son with drugs. I had breast cancer. I've been slammed, and on a life of just not that kind of thing. I've been, I always felt like I was born under one of these lucky stars. And it just just got hammered. But I did emerge, and I feel I'm happy. I mean, this is the first time in my life that I can truly say I really love myself. I love
That's
the fact
wonderful.
That I got through this. And I can love myself with a man or without a man. But I'd like to open up to that possibility. I've been wanting it for a while. But I agree, there hasn't been more than maybe a minute and a half every day that I could even think about it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, see, I see a nice, there's a Sun-Venus conjunction that's going to take place on your Jupiter-Pluto on August 15th. And Jupiter's in your first house starting a new 12-year cycle. And you're also having Saturn come to your Saturn and your node of destiny, and that's now through the fall. So I say someone's showing up, and they're a good, nice little Jupiter-Pluto person for you to work with. And it's you're starting a new 8-year cycle in August. So I would say get ready. I think it's probably going to happen maybe a little sooner than you're ready for. So if you find yourself freaking out a little, it's okay. But and honor it, because you're having your progressed moon just went by your solar arc moon, so there's a very big, deep readiness. You're really deeply ready for a whole different kind of relationship.
I am deeply ready.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
at the same time, it's going to be a year of reorganizing on that.
Pluto
goes back and forth over your Mars,
over the Mars.
And trining your Venus.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of karmic shifting. Your progressed moon is still in Scorpio and will be for another 18 months. So you will still need a lot of time alone. And so you go forward, you have a great time, and you need some time alone. And you need to, like, cycle between those two.
Yep.
And when, in 18 months, your progressed moon gets out of Scorpio and it's, party time. It's time to really travel and connect and engage. And as Pluto goes on your Mars, trining your Venus over the next, also 18 months back and forth and back and forth, it's waking up your heart into new ways, but you're not like settling into a new form of relationship until Pluto moves on in about 2 years. So let this date, experiment, figure out what works for you in this new form.
You're also, this year, you are dealing with the Saturn return, and so, you do have a primary theme of deciding how you want to structure the next couple of decades and, shifting into working with what works best for you and stepping away from things that don't. So you're making decisions about how you're going to structure your life. And so whoever you're going to meet, have in mind that you're bringing that person into your structure, not that you're abandoning your structure to run off with the person. That's not going to work. Sometimes that's
right.
The way, you know,
right.
But this way.
Yeah, well,
like,
that
okay.
never really works with me.
No.
Yeah.
Being that Aries.
Yeah. But you're
yeah.
definitely.
Well, my kids are leaving,
in.
And it is a very. I mean, I follow all of you, you know, twice a week, and you know, it's new beginnings. That's
yes.
what I really feel
Wonderful.
After that Uranus Pluto square. I just feel like, you know, okay, I'm unraveling, you know, the spaghetti, but I am. There's starting to be a flow. I'm actually having more time to really think about me instead of worrying about all
That's
the people
That's beautiful,
around
and it will
me.
Be a deep and profound year. Enjoy it. Don't rush it.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I think also with the Pluto on the Mars, you know, it might be. I like that Pluto on the Mars. She's a Pluto girl, so you may, you know, when they show up, you just want to make sure it's a healthy Pluto. Okay. So
right.
You
may need
of them,
to find a way of
special.
Being there for people in profoundly difficult ways that's not about relationship so that you can have healthier relationships. Because you like going deep with people quickly.
Yeah.
I
so,
do.
Yeah. She does, yeah. So, but when they show up, check what the Pluto is. You know, like the drug addict, they have their own business. You know, what's the third? What's the
are
triangle?
They taking responsibility for themselves first
yeah.
and foremost?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if they
well,
are,
you know what
then
I can't do. I've done enough of the bad Pluto or the lower form of Pluto's.
Right.
The snakes. So I want the eagles.
You want the eagles. We're going
luck.
For the eagles.
I want
this
the
time.
Eagles.
I like
we're
going
to say goodbye and get on to the next call. Good luck and keep it up.
Okay.
Posted. Okay.
Say
take
August.
Care.
Go for it. Watch August. August 15th.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Big hugs,
Big
all
hug.
Of you.
Okay.
Bye.
Hello, 619, you're on the line. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, hi. 9-1-57. 12.
Fellow Virgo, 1-19-57. Yep. And what time?
Yeah, 12:03 p.m., New York City, Manhattan.
And how can we help you?
I spoke to you guys about 6 months ago regarding work and how that was going to move along. And I'm just checking back in because it hasn't really moved so fast. I mean, a little tiny increment, but I'm just
and what's
just wondering
and because
what's
we don't
happen.
Remember the from the earlier call and tell us what's happening with you in work.
Well, I am a musician, a touring musician, and composer and writer, and also writing for film and television. And really, literally, in the last couple of years, I had an accident in 2008, and so it kind of took me out of the loop for a couple of years. So I'm trying to make my way back in, and it hasn't been easy. I mean, I've worked here and there. I've gone out of the country to work and come back, but... But, yeah, it's really, I have to say, in the last 2 years, it's been just, like, such a struggle. So I'm hoping
such
that something is shifting.
You know, Jupiter, it looks like it's been a creative time for you, not a successful externally time.
Oh,
but
yeah,
a time,
writing like crazy.
Yeah. And you keep that up because I think as Jupiter hits your Venus, and Pluto squares your Venus, and Uranus opposes your Venus, all this material that you're producing now will see you in good stead later on. But, you know, it's you and the muse right now. It's not you and the public. It's not you and the money, but it's you and your muse.
Okay, when is it going to be me and the money?
It's a good question.
I mean, it's been, I can't even tell you, it's been such a struggle. I mean, from 2000, really from 2012 or 11 on, it's been like pulling teeth.
Your progress sun conjunct Neptune about 3 years ago, which would have been 2012, and so 2011 would have led up to that, and a time when your old sense of self dissolved and you couldn't keep doing what you were doing. You had to really, like, you went through an identity crisis of who the hell am I when the sun conjuncts Neptune. But it's pulling away. It's pulling farther and farther away and giving you more and more room to find yourself. Neptune's still opposing Mercury, so there's you still tend to drop into magical thinking. And so I just want to ask you to keep an eye on, notice how much time you spend every day reaching out and making the yourself accessible so the universe can find you.
Am I lost? I mean, you're saying the universe can find me, but is it, am I floating like in a Neptune state, or is it...
It's easy for you in this aspect to kind of stay home and wonder why no one finds you. So it's just, it's really important that you stay in the river of life. But this is your second Saturn return. Mark, can you talk a little bit more about the Saturn return? Because you were having some really good things to say about it earlier.
Well, the second Saturn return especially is a time that you want to figure out a plan for when you've done a lot. You've managed your career, and now you can really consolidate things. So some of the themes you'll keep and work really masterfully, and other themes you'll drop and say, well, I've done that, and I don't see myself doing that continuing. So there's a sorting out that goes on, and it's all about what is my reality going to be? How am I going to structure my reality for the next couple of decades? And that's what you want to be setting up. So it's not just this year, you know.
Does relationship play into that at all? Like, because I had a relationship and we, I don't even know, I'm in this triangle still for so many years. It's not even a triangle. It's just like we're still connected, but we can't let go. And does it look like there's anybody else coming in or anything?
Well, there could be if, in fact, you let go of this one.
We grew up together, and we're best friends, and then we got in a relationship for 14 years, and then we're not. So
it feels like that the friendship is really important to hold on to.
Yeah, yeah.
But that the relationship, you know, that's not how you two are meant to walk together. You're meant to walk together as siblings and as best friends. But it's hard for either one of you to get involved with anybody else because this person's so much in your life.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, like you came home when you were together. But now it's time for you to go exploring.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm trying.
I think you'll find it easier after your Saturn return, after this fall. This fall is a lot about work and about reorganizing your life to work on... Like, there's not a lot of money. It looks like there's work coming, but not a lot of money with it for a little while. But that allows you to reorganize so that when the money does come, you're in good place to use it well.
When you say a little while, what is that? Is that a year or 6 months or 2 months or?
9 months.
Okay.
And a reorganizing of your sources. You know, you're not going back. Your skills will be used. It looks like to me, but you can't go back to the way it used to be. You have to move forward into a new form. And what's your thoughts?
Well, I always, when I see the Venus-Saturn, you've got a big Venus-Saturn running in your chart, and I always think of Venus-Saturn as Venus's love and money, and so you're talking about being in this situation in a love relationship where you're caught and then your money's not flowing. And the Venus does get off the money over the next chunk of time, but it also is about really redefining what you're looking for in love and money, what that actually is, what is your desire, because the Venus is sextiling your Venus, solar Venus is sextiling, but it's on your Saturn. So Saturn says, you know, I need you to be serious with me about this, and your progress moon's in Capricorn, so it's been there for the last 5 months, and a lot of times when we have a moon in Capricorn, we feel like we're working really hard, but we're not making progress. But we actually are making enormous progress, you know, because it's in the house of creativity. So to Heather's point earlier that, you know, you're really creating, but it's not like showing in form, you know, in physical form.
Right.
But I would like you to kind of focus on your Venus issues, you know. Okay, you're in this relationship that isn't giving you what you want. You're also not getting the money you want. They go together. And a lot of times my clients, you know, I'll
okay,
say, you
okay, we
know,
have
got
10 seconds, so it's time for us to close
your,
up.
Park, yeah, somebody parked in your garage, it's hard for another car to get in there. So
right.
Kind of look at changing the relationship with the partner you're stuck with and see if that helps the money flow a little better.
Because they
go together.
Okay, we're
saying goodbye
so much,
now.
Yeah.
This
you,
is Heather from Minnesota. Can we say goodbye to Mark and Ann? Because we're
yeah.
going off the air.
Bye, Mark and Ann. Bye, Heather.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Colin.
Bye.
Bye now.
Everybody,
bye.
Have a good retrograde week. Take care of yourselves. Stay safe. And
yep.
watch out when the water spills.
Yeah, have a good full moon,
right.
too. Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.